This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
That was shot. The son was killed, and the husband of this judge, the judge being a female, not that that's important, was shot, but he apparently recovered. When we did the article, there was no connection to really anything. It was just like, oh, this weird FedEx uniformed guy showed up and, you know, shot these two people at this judge's house, and then they found this, you know, costumed FedEx person in a car, apparently dead of self-inflicted gun wounds, and that was kind of it. We were like, it was breaking news. We didn't have a lot of detail and that kind of thing. We have more details. We'll talk about that in a little bit.
Amazing details.
Well, significant details. Anyway, I have something else that I brought in today. Something else that I brought in today that is very near and dear to my heart, and that is how, you know, how government always sort of serves you up a crap sandwich.
Eat it, boy.
Yeah, well, I have a story about...
And pay for it.
I have a story about a time when governments had, because of their rules and regulations, had their hand in the creation of the world's, possibly, the world's worst sandwich being served at many a alcohol establishment. And we could talk about that. And then also, to highlight today, I've named the show The Weird Algorithm. And we'll talk a little bit more about what a weird algorithm is and how it was invented and what it does and why does it even pertain to freedom at all. But our toll-free number, of course, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. You could call in and talk about any of these things or whatever's on your mind. Just try to be interesting. That's all we ask here on Free Talk Live. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Captain Kickass.
It's Ian.
And the nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
I don't think I've ever put the in front of my name until just now, so we'll see. We'll see how that flies with the listening audience. Probably not very well.
Well, not that you had a
I didn't say the. I said the. I'm not like I'm the Captain Kickass, right? I said I'm the Captain Kickass.
I'm the Captain.
Please bring me my wine. Wait, no.
Yes, that's the one.
Anyway,
no, that's not the one.
No, it's not the one.
The one you were singing just now is not the Please Bring Me My Wine.
Oh, right. Yeah, one's from the Eagles.
Oh, no.
The other one's, I can't remember the artist.
But there is something about wine in that one, too.
Bring me my ship, right? That's the one. But who is that? Who's the artist?
Is that the line in that song?
Yeah, I'm your captain. Yeah. I'm your captain. Please bring me my
Please return
ship.
Me
return
my
to
ship.
Me.
That's what it is. I'm confusing bring me my wine.
Bring me my wine.
Return me my ship. Yes.
Yeah.
In fact, if you could do both, right, please bring me my wine and return me to my ship, because at times I want off this planet so badly.
Oh, so bad these days.
We can talk about masks, of course. That seems to be a popular topic amongst
Walmart's
the media.
Walmart's backing down.
I heard Walmart and Home Depot are saying, "Oh, we're not gonna enforce our thing that we said we were gonna."
Grand Funk.
Yeah, it is GFR.
Closer to home.
Yes.
In parentheses, I'm your captain.
Yeah. I love Grand Funk.
What's with the ship songs and the repetitiveness? Because you got Grand Funk here with the very end. It's, I'm getting closer to my home. He repeats that like, I don't know, it looks like 2 dozen times at least. I'm looking at the lyrics. And then you got Come Sail Away by Styx.
You got time for that when you're
Come Sail Away, Come Sail Away, over and over and over again.
So, you know, generally speaking, the general public, you know, they kind of need some repetition to get the point to hit home, right? You know, what's the name of that song? Come Sail Away, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So
we'll hammer that one in.
You know, when any, you know, at when McDonald's wants you to remember the McDouble, what do? They put it in all of their ads and they say it 7,000 times.
Two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, peppers,
pickles, onions
on a sesame seed bun.
Right.
Yeah.
Repetitive, you know, is good for advertising.
Picky people pick Peter Pan peanut butter because it's peanut butter picky people pick.
You want to keep hitting people with a message over and over again. I mean, we do that here on Free Talk Live, and we do it pretty well, I think.
We do, as does, well, most media.
Right.
I think we actually do it a little less than other media outlets do, but that's because we're trying to be courteous to our awesome listeners.
I still like Brandy. That's my favorite sea song.
Brandy?
Looking Glass, Brandy. Brandy, you're a fine girl.
Ooh.
What a good wife.
Did you know the Barry Manilow song Mandy was originally written as Brandy?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
No.
It was a song. It was an ode. It was a love song either way.
Mm-hmm.
It was either the love of Brandy, the drink, or the love of Brandy, the girl. And so Barry Manilow was like, yeah, I don't think that'll be a hit. I'm going to change it to Mandy.
Okay.
And so
and it was.
And then Mary. I always wanted a Barry Manilow cover band to be named Mary Banilow.
Captain AC Trivia.
But speaking of comedy, and since this title or the show is titled Weird Algorithm, we'll just start. This is from BusinessInsider.com. A researcher created a weird AI Yankovic algorithm that generates parodies of existing songs. And now the record industry is accusing him of copyright violations. So somebody wrote a program, arguably, a computer program, piece of software, that takes lyrics from existing songs and generates parodies of them. And, of course, now the record industry is like, oh, we can't have that. That's a violation of copyright.
Now, which, of course, parody is definitively not. Because copyright has a parody exception that you can drive a truck through.
Right. It's called fair use.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Fair use applies to education, satire, comedy, parody, news, you know, these types of things. However, that being said, a researcher has created this algorithm that uses artificial intelligence to create new lyrics that match the rhyme and syllable schemes of existing songs.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
If it works.
If it's an artificial intelligence, then they should be suing the artificial intelligence, not the man.
Correct.
Just as soon as they prove they have jurisdiction over it.
Right. Which, of course, they can't. Now, as a parody artist,
lcaptainkickass.com.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes, I do have a website, lcaptainkickass.com, if you want to hear some of my parodies. As a parody artist, I know full well about fair use, and when I would put out a video or something, I would put the little quote about the fair use from the actual law. I can't remember what the actual law is. I put that in front of everything I did. People in the comment sections of whatever I released would always say, oh, you're going to get sued. How dare you? Blah, blah, blah. Right?
Didn't happen, though, did it?
Weird Al is a star for this reason. Amongst others, he actually asks the artist for permission, and if they turn him down, he doesn't make them. It's a courtesy that he does. He didn't do that all of the time. In fact, he did not ask permission of Queen to do another one, the bus, when
I love
did
that
it,
song.
But it's one of his greatest and most well-known parodies.
And there was another song that they were actually upset at him about, which is he didn't. Or he misunderstood the answer when he asked for permission to do Gangster Paradise.
Yeah, Amish Paradise.
Amish Paradise.
Yeah. It is my favorite Weird Al song.
And Coolio, I guess, was mad at him.
Yeah.
But I don't know if he's gotten over
but he
it
doesn't,
now.
Legally, he doesn't need to do that. And this is evidenced by there are literally thousands of unknown parody artists in the world.
Toiling away.
Toiling away in obscurity. Security. Occasionally, they'll make a parody that sort of gets some play or some viral
morning show play or whatever.
Right. And maybe they'll get some infamy out of the thing. But we'll talk more about how this artificial intelligence or weird AI.
Are we going to get some samples too? Are there samples?
I don't know, but we'll certainly look into it.
We're going to find out.
We've got more of this plus your calls and your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live. More coming up.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Another 83 tons in fake gold found in China. Crypto still much harder to counterfeit. Host Stefan Molyneux banned from YouTube. Receives $100,000 in crypto donations afterward. Reporters uncover $11 trillion in offshore government-sanctioned bank accounts. Bitcoin Cash still potentially private and unconfiscatable. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies. Getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah.
You are in the right place for the Monday Night Edition, featuring me, your host, Captain Kickass, and in the studio with me tonight,
it's Ian.
And nobody.
And we have been talking a little bit about this article from Business Insider, where a researcher has created an algorithm that uses artificial intelligence to create new lyrics that match the rhyme and syllable schemes of existing songs. You know, like Weird Al does, or like I do over at lcaptainkickass.com. And we can talk more about that in moments. Our toll-free number here, if you want to talk to us, is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can also get us on discord.lrn.fm when you log in. If you just pop over to one of the on-air call-in lines and let us know you're there that way, you can sound almost as if you're here in the studio with us. So we've got that available for you. And there's a bunch of chat always going on, a lively bunch of folks over there in the chat rooms, always keeping the party alive. And I mean always, like anytime, day or night. It could be like Tuesday at 2 a.m. and there's people in there going on. So if you like having fun, that's where you got to go. But before we go on about this weird AI Yankovic algorithm, let's go to your calls and your thoughts. We have Nicholas calling from Nevada. Nicholas, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah. I want to talk about the dude, like, yesterday here, like, yeah.
What dude yesterday? Yeah, what dude yesterday? I wasn't here yesterday. In fact,
three different hosts, yep. So you're going to have to give us a
plus, many of our listeners weren't here either, so.
You're free to talk about it. Just tell us what you want to talk about.
Well, there's this guy yesterday, and
mm-hmm.
He was really funny.
Okay.
This is kind of a meaningful phone call.
And then what happened?
He was
Did you
like,
vague that up for us a little?
Go on.
Huh?
Go on. He was what?
And the F-bomb's coming
he was,
when?
He was,
we're waiting for it.
He was talking about something.
Yeah. Okay, goodbye.
All right. Well, really, thanks for the interesting call.
Almost worth dumping. That was so bad.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, Nicholas, you didn't meet the one criteria that I set forth at the top of the show, which is try and be interesting.
I used to have a sign up at the in the place where I sold weed that said, welcome to riches. Please be interesting, be profitable, or be brief.
All right, so Mark Rydell, a researcher at Georgia Tech, he told Vice that he created his weird AI Yankovic algorithm as a personal project. The algorithm's name is inspired by the parody singer Weird Al Yankovic, who does something similar, taking existing songs, creating his own spin-off version with new lyrics. One of his most popular parodies is White and Nerdy, a take on Ryden by rappers Chameleon Air and Crazel Bone. As Vice notes, however, Yankovic reportedly asks the original artist for permission before creating his parody of a given song. Rydell does not, and it's landed him in hot water. Now,
that's because the average person can't just call up Coolio and ask him a question. I suspect it's a little easier if you're already an accomplished musician to say, hey, have your people get in touch with Coolio's people, and then, you know, it happens.
Hey, Coolio, Weird Al's on the phone. Really? Right. Let me have that call, right? Yeah, you know. Also, this particular author
Not so likely.
Right. Right. This particular author also has not done the research on the law. If he did or she, they would have realized before writing this article that fair use does apply. But anyway, Rydell posted a video on Twitter on May 15th with AI-generated lyrics and the instrumental part of Michael Jackson's Beat It. On July 14th, Twitter took it down after the International Federation of Phonographic Industry, a coalition of some of the record industry's biggest companies.
I've never heard of that group.
I mean, me neither.
You're a music guy and you've never heard of
that
group.
It's the International Federation of the Phonographic Industry.
I've heard of ASCAP. I've heard of BMI. I've heard of, you know, other groups.
There's all sorts of musicians.
RIAA.
The RIAA is the big one, the Recording Industry Association of
TMCA.
America.
How many kids out there know what a phonograph is? I mean, that gives you some idea of how old that group is. When was this founded? Was it the what phonograph? What?
It was the International Federation of the Phonographic Industry. It claims to be, in this article, a coercion.
Is there a phonographic industry anymore?
I mean, I know there's a pornographic industry, but I don't know about a phonographic industry.
Yeah.
Founded in 1933.
I guess you can still buy a phonograph if you try.
I moved recently, so I, you know, must have lost my phonograph in the move.
Oh, and it's global. It's actually, this isn't a U.S.-based one. This
international,
is,
it says, right in the title.
Yeah. It's based out of London.
Kind of like the International House of Pancakes, because maybe they have one location in,
somewhere
like Canada
else.
Or something, right? Yeah. At any rate, this coalition submitted copyright takedown notice to Twitter per the report. Coincidentally, Weird Al Yankovic, the parody singer, also created a version of the same hit track entitled Eat It in 1984. Other similar AI-generated videos that Rydell posted to Twitter have stayed up, like a spinoff of Sam Smith's and Normani's Dancing with a Stranger. I don't know that song. I'm old,
either.
Rydell told the outlet he thinks his videos are protected by fair use. Yes, they are, which is a loophole. It's not a loophole. In copyright laws that allow people to use copyrighted work without obtaining permission beforehand in certain circumstances.
When you say it's not a loophole, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, it's written right in there. So, like a loophole is something that isn't written right in directly in your face in black and white that you sort of use to circumvent a law. Whereas this, the law very specifically states that fair use applies to satire, comedy, education, news, right, that kind of thing. That's why you can watch highlights of, like, the football game on the evening news, because they don't have to petition for copyright from the NFL.
On it,
right,
news.
They can, right, commentary. Social commentary is another fair use act in the fair use law. Now, this is United States copyright law, and I only say this because I'm very familiar with this kind of thing. At any rate, the doctrine covers parody work, amongst other stipulations. He says, I would argue that my system is generating parody lyrics and that I do not require permission from the copyright holder to publish parody content.
He said he hadn't heard back from Twitter, though, I guess, about this.
That is correct.
Yeah.
He says, I am not a lawyer, however, and he spoke with Casey Fleischer, an information science professor at the University of Colorado Boulder, who agreed that Rydell's video should be protected under fair use. And I agree as well. As Vice explores, this debacle has raised a host of questions pertaining to the intersection of technology and copyright usage, including how algorithm-generated work should be contextualized under fair use, and how copyright laws should or could evolve to adapt to the advancements in technology like AI.
Well, they're terrible at that. I mean, they're terrible at actually, like, evolving. To use the word evolve with the whole government system is pretty laughable.
It certainly is.
Yeah.
They don't change, and they don't change quickly, and usually when they change, it's not for the better.
Yeah, this copyright law, this fair use portion of copyright law, has been in effect for, I think, longer than I've been alive, so it was there, and it hasn't changed at all. It's never been amended, it's never been added to, anything like that, so.
All the works of Shakespeare were written without benefit of copyright.
Indeed. 855-450, free like freedom, 855-450-3733. We've got more Free Talk Live coming up.
Ancestry, the global leader in family history and consumer genomics, released results of a survey commissioned to understand how consumers viewed their health risks during the COVID-19 pandemic. According to results, almost half of all Americans and nearly 50% of parents said the COVID-19 pandemic has increased their interest in understanding their possible genetic health risks. Dr. Ron Park, Executive Vice President of Health and DNA at Ancestry.
The COVID-19 pandemic has made clear to many people the importance of taking proactive actions to protect their health and their family's health. The survey showed that this applies to not only concerns specific to COVID-19, but also other health issues, such as genetic risks.
Ancestry Health, launched last year to increase access to personalized preventive health care, will soon be powered by next-generation sequencing, an advanced technology that provides a comprehensive analysis of inherited health risks. Visit Ancestry.com/health.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Late Georgia Democratic Congressman John Lewis is now lying in state in the Capitol Rotunda. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on Lewis.
John paid the price to help bend it. He paid that price at every Nashville lunch counter where his leadership made segregation impossible to ignore. He paid it in every jail cell where he waited out hatred and oppression. He paid that price in harassment and beatings from a bus station in South Carolina to the Edmund Pettus Bridge.
Vice President Mike Pence is touting the FDA's progression in the development of a coronavirus vaccine. The vice president speaking in Miami on Monday. President Trump, meanwhile, in North Carolina, also speaking about the vaccine. You're listening to USA Radio News. The White House believes the economy is turning the corner. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The COVID-19 pandemic continues to impact the U.S. economy, but National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow says,
I don't think the economy is going south. I think it's going north.
Retail sales are surging and new business applications are soaring. And he also says another $1,200 check is coming to Americans in the next round of economic relief.
Kudlow speaking there on CNN. The House is now out until Wednesday to allow for late Congressman John Lewis to lie in state. Republican Congressman from Texas Dan Crenshaw on the passing of Lewis.
The man is a hero. He's an icon for our country, not just for the civil rights movement, but for the American spirit. And I look forward to honoring him this week as he lays in state.
Congressman Crenshaw speaking there on Fox News. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It was easier than some of the things I say at some time. So. But this is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733 is our toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever you like. And I wanted to talk about, for a second, Bitcoin.com. They've launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or even meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. That's local.bitcoin.com. Now, we were talking about this article from Business Insider, which, of course, originally came from Vice, apparently, about an AI, an artificial intelligence, that has been named Weird AI Yankovic because it writes lyrics to existing songs and makes them into parodies. Now, I have no idea if these are funny or not.
I mean, they're funny in that it's a jumble of words just kind of thrown down on a piece of paper.
But supposedly it matches syllable and rhyme. We'll find out about that in just a second. I wanted to say, though,
that's not the same as having any meaning, though.
Right. I wanted to say that as a parody artist, I've had, and I'm not even like well known, right? You know, I'm underground as far as a parody artist is concerned. But I've had literally hundreds of people come to me and go, "Oh, hey, dude, I've got a great parody idea for you.
They give you two,
it's this." Yeah. And they'll just give you the title of the or the main, right, you know, verse or chorus of the song, and they'll be like, "Yeah, you should write a parody to that." And it's like, "Well, okay, but that's not the hard part, right? The easy part is listening to the most popular part of the song or the most repetitive part of the song and making up something new to that. The hard part is matching words and syllables and rhymes to the rest of the song." And so just once, I would love for somebody to hand me a finished written parody song with all the syllables and rhymes matched to the original song and then go,
"Never,
here you go,
never happen.
Do that one." So I know it'll never happen. But that's why this particular article intrigued me. Also, because I'm a musician, I spent 22 years playing in heavy metal bands in Seattle, Washington, plus doing parodies and a lot of other fun stuff. I am not a believer in IP. Right,
that's intellectual property.
Intellectual property, for those of you who aren't down with the acronyms. Yeah, IP, which is copyright law, right? So as far as I'm concerned, if I make a piece of music and I put it on the internet, you want to use it somewhere? Go ahead.
Go for it.
You want to sample it somewhere? You go right ahead. Because to me, that's free advertising.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So,
and this was free advertising for Mark O'Ridell, who is the tech guy that wrote the program,
correct,
that made this algorithm, because if they hadn't taken down his song with a DMCA request on Twitter, then he probably wouldn't have gotten the news headlines that he's getting right now.
It's so messed up that, like, if you get in trouble with the law, that becomes free advertising. Like, I've seen this previously. I think it was either like Slade or Jackal, maybe out of the late 70s, early 80s, where like they didn't really have any fame, and then one day they decided to like roll up into like a Kmart parking lot with like all their band gear set up on a flatbed semi trailer and put on a free concert, and of course the cops got called and they got a little bit of press locally from that. They videotaped the whole thing, then they made a music video of them getting in trouble and getting arrested.
Yeah.
And that's what perpetuated their eventual fame. And so, as a person who, well, I don't like the idea of government, the institution of government, I find it odd that's how some people, you know, the crutch that they use to get to fame is by defying a law, and then that perpetuates their fame instead of just becoming famous because they did a good job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's a little weird. But you said you have an example.
I don't know.
For
I
us.
Mean, if somebody gets famous for defying authority, I'm all for it.
Yeah, I mean, from that perspective, yes, I agree with you. It seems like a gimmick to me, right? Which I guess I should be all for as a parody artist, because parodies are just a giant gimmick.
Yeah, I don't know. It sounds like the cat farmer calling the wig weaver a hairball.
Yeah, that might be an accurate analogy, nobody.
As Alf once said.
Yes. You know, Alf does not believe in pornography because he does not own a pornograph.
Ah, interesting. Yeah.
So anyway, Ian, you said that you had an example of this AI's parody lyrics.
Well, so they mentioned this guy has a Twitter. It's Mark_Ridell, R-I-E-D-L.
More free advertising.
Or Ridell. Anyway, he supposedly was where it got taken down, this one song. He said the other songs, though, were left up, apparently.
Yeah.
And there was one song, something, Dancing with a Stranger. I wasn't familiar with that one, but I have heard of Oasis and Wonderwall.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm looking here at, and there's actually a few different Wonderwalls that he puts up on his Twitter. The most recent one, he says, "I tried to get my neural network lyrics generator to sing a song about my cat." He says, "I don't have a cat, but nonetheless, apparently you can like put in, I'm guessing, some sort of
keywords,
basic words or whatever,
or
some sort of subject."
Yeah.
And so here are the lyrics for Wonderwall but not Wonderwall. So what he's doing, by the way, and what got his video taken down, or at least what led to it, was he's generating a karaoke video to go along with the lyrics that the computer generates, and the karaoke video has the track,
right? So the
instrumental track backing
it. The algorithms on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube and all that are recognizing the music as copyrighted material.
Correct.
And auto-flagging it.
Even though on the screen there are lyrics that are coming popping up that are showing different lyrics, but the sound is no different than whatever the normal song would sound like in the instrumental kind of version. So I'm just going to read the lyrics. Yes, I'm not going to try to sing them because I don't have music.
Give us your best Shatner spoken word.
He thinks he has knows how to make tea or cookies for me to enjoy them. I know. I know at 3 o'clock, and day my cat is me fim. I know my cat is fluffy when 7 in the afternoon comes around. I know my cat is at 5 o'clock in the morning and 7. I know. I know he says hello to his friend. He's Harry McNiven. I know my cat said hello to all the people in New York and London. I know he says hello to all the people. You feel so happy and my name is Teeple.
I think Harry McNevin is a great band name. Thanks for coming out. We are Harry McNevin.
My cat, or my name is Teeple, and the cat will say it when you're going to sleep now. I know my cat. Because if you put it in the vat, you'll find it sitting in a pit. And that's the end of the... that's meaningless.
Wow.
I
prefer there's a cat in the kettle at the Peking moon.
I didn't think that was going to be funny, but it was.
Yeah. Well, it's meaningless, so it's funny in that way, right?
Yeah. Like,
it's just gobbledygook. I mean, it may be a little better than throwing a bunch of monkeys in rooms with typewriters or whatever, but not much.
I mean, yeah, okay, maybe. let's do what we do here on Free Talk Live, and let's go to your calls and your thoughts. We have April calling from, I don't even know where this is. She's listening to 96.7. April, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hi, April. What's on your mind?
I love y'all's show. I listen to it every day.
Thanks.
My main question is there's been a lot of talk and a lot of people talking about it, but it's this video called The Fall of Cabal, and a lot of it is like it's about 2.5 hours long. It's like a documentary from this Netherlands reporter about like the Satanists and the child trafficking rings in America, and I didn't know if y'all heard about it or anything like that.
No, when you said the fall of the wall, I was figuring it'd be like the Berlin Wall. You're saying this is not related.
No,
to that.
It's fall of cabal.
Oh, fall
and,
of cabal.
Yes.
Okay.
YouTube removed it, and I even tried to Google it, and Google was not even pulling up anything about it. I had
all
to go
right,
to
well,
BitChute.
Hold the line, April. We'll bring you back. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. We've got more coming up.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-453 is our toll-free number. That's 855-450-3733. Who stole nobody?
Nobody knows.
No, they stole nobody and replaced him with, well, nobody.
No one is here.
Oh, no one is here. Instead, okay, all right.
Nobody will return.
Nobody will return, we think. Or will he? But before he does, I wanted to tell you that Intercoin's architecture enables programmable coins with a variety of applications. Merchants can add tags like books, food, clothing to their products, and authorized users can see statistics on how the money was spent. Experts can analyze the local economy. Donors and investors can have more confidence. Everyone in the community can have a real-time consumer price index to inform their democratic decision-making and address issues like rising prices or shrinking wages. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the Internet and in meat space. We think that is important here on Free Talk Live, so important that Free Talk Live accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin, Inc. in exchange for advertising. If you think freedom is important, too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. That's intercoin.org. And we're going to go straight away back to April, who is calling from, well, I don't even know where, but she's listening on 96.7 somewhere, and she was talking about a, it looks like a documentary called Fall of the Cabal. Is that right, April?
Yeah, it's Fall of Ball. And like I said, it's every time it's posted on YouTube, it keeps getting taken down by their administration. Yeah. And
I see a copy of it here on YouTube. It currently has 482 views. It was posted April 25th. It is on a channel which it looks like a German name that I cannot pronounce, Kritsch Blieben. I don't know if I'm saying curse. I don't know if these are curse words in German, but Selbstdenken.
I hope you're not reading something out of Mein Kampf.
Yeah, or summoning demons.
The title of this is Fall of Cabal - The End of the World as We Know It - Full English. It's about a 3-hour movie. And yeah. It seems to be the one you're talking about, where they're getting into some pretty esoteric, pretty dark, kind of deep themes. You're looking at, like, there's the Pizzagate thing gets covered in here. I saw some segments about that.
Yep.
And
well, that
Catholic
needs
Church.
Covered. Epstein didn't kill himself.
Sure didn't.
Catholic Church and so on. So I'm going to tell you that they haven't all been taken down. I was able to find this relatively quickly when searching for it.
Okay, good. Good, yeah, because I was looking for it, and I found it at BitChute because there's part one of 10, but
yeah.
The reason why I'm bringing it up is because, like, when I was researching it more, because nobody knew about it, international news stations are talking about it.
Really?
Like, Turkey, they did a news story about it. Their reporters were reporting on it, and, like, there's, like, riots, like, all around, like every other country but ours about it. So I just, you know, I was like, well, free talk, you know, maybe they know something about it. Usually you guys are on the up and up about it, but
I feel like I failed you, April. I've never heard of this movie, much less seen it, but I will indeed go ahead and give it a watch real soon.
Yeah, thanks for turning us on to it. That's how we find out about things.
Hey, you sound like you probably would enjoy The Vigilant Citizen. Have you ever read that blog?
I have not read that. I just got done with Out of Shadows. And, but yeah, I try to, cause you know, I get real emotional, so I try to kind of limit everything to watch at one time,
Yeah. So if you like going down these rabbit holes with the esoteric stuff within, like, elite society, Illuminati, that sort of stuff, I got to say The Vigilant Citizen is probably my favorite blog. Not that I pay a whole lot of attention to it, but every now and then, it's not my favorite blog of all blogs, but it's as far as, like, looking at the symbolism out there that is prevalent within pop culture and things like that, this sort of weird stuff that is, like, really, like, why is that there? Kind of questioning this stuff. He does a lot of it over at VigilantCitizen.com, and he's been doing it for years and years and years. Like, he'll take the latest video from whatever pop music star, Lady Gaga or whoever, and he'll just break down, like, all this really weird esoteric symbolism, some satanic stuff, Illuminati stuff that's, like, prevalent throughout these videos, and it's really interesting.
Yep.
Well, what they say obscurely that's interesting. Mm-hmm. To me, the most interesting quotes that you hear about things are things like Acosta, who was a member of the Trump administration, but before that, he was the prosecutor on the Epstein case, who spent, who gave him a sweetheart deal of a year in a non-jail jail where he could have visitors and where he could spend a lot of his time at his home. And Acosta said, well, they told me that he belonged to intelligence and he was above my pay grade and to just take the deal. He said, Acosta makes the statement that that's what he was told, but yet there's never been any further investigation.
Right. Nobody questioned him.
Why not? Yeah. Well, isn't that the sort of thing you want to ask questions about? Like, who told you that?
There's no room
and
for questions in government.
Is it policy to let the intelligence services do these things? And nobody's ever asked those questions except nobody, because apparently nobody cares.
Indeed. April, any final thoughts?
Well, I mean, I think that people are waking up. You know, it's all over TikTok. You know, have you guys heard of the user QAnon?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, QAnon is actually the one that was talking about the fall of Cabal, too. And that, you know, kind of got his account blocked on Twitter, too. So a lot of it is just kind of weird and, you know, it's
weird stuff.
Yeah, when you come upon this kind of stuff, feel free to call us again. And thank you for the call tonight, April. We appreciate that.
There's no shortage of it. I don't know if you weren't calling every time she comes across this.
Well, you know, if it's interesting, I mean, I'd never heard of it. So
the thing is, it's interesting, but it'll lead you down a really dark road where there's things get really weird, and it really makes you start to question a whole lot of stuff. And to some extent, those rabbit holes can be dangerous because people can kind of get lost in them.
Indeed.
Yeah. So, I mean, I hesitate to tell people to get too deep into this stuff because it's easy to get pulled in. and then become obsessed with it.
Sure, but I mean, if you don't, it's like the free speech thing, right? If you don't expose yourself to some of the bad stuff, right, you're never going to be able to tell the chaff from the wheat, if you will, right?
Yeah, I'm not saying don't expose yourself. I'm just saying beware of this particular conspiracy world, because like it'll have you questioning some pretty serious things.
User beware. Watcher beware. Your own personal discretion is advised.
Yeah.
Which is what those tags
question everything.
No, I think it is too, but at some point you don't want to lose touch with reality. You know what I mean?
So I know for a fact, just segueing out of that call into this next call, I know for a fact that this man, his name is Dan, and he's a heavy metal guy. He has a band called the Branch Davidians?
Just Branch Davidian.
Branch Davidian. Well, Dan, you are on Free Talk Live. Welcome.
You guys doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I spoke with Mark this morning. I told him, as you said, I'm in the death metal band, Branch Davidian. We're a political band from Massachusetts.
Nice.
I expressed my interest in traveling to New Hampshire at some point, possibly discussing the problem we're having down here on the air. And he suggested that I call in tonight. So
yeah.
Here I am.
You're on the air now, so go ahead.
All right. As you know, we've got a self-appointed king down here right now named Charlie Baker. And I mean no disrespect to anyone in this state. People have different opinions on the coronavirus, and that's their opinion. And I've done nothing but respect it. A lot of people have. But the people on both sides of this issue have to ask themselves this. The people who are afraid of the coronavirus have to ask themselves, is this really what you wanted? We're 5 months into this. If you believe that the coronavirus is a threat, and that's fine if they believe that. I respect it. Are you prepared for a year of this?
Right.
2 years? It never ending? And all these people I know who simultaneously are against the forced vaccination, we'll get to that in a second. And the people that do think this is unjust, the restrictions, the napkins on the face, my issue with them is this. The whole talk show circuit down here, I hear it day after day after day.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie Baker's a communist, this a communist takeover, et cetera, et cetera. And these same people wander around the parking lot at the store, I see them do it, and they put that napkin on their face. If you can't even take a mask off your face, how do you think you're going to stop a forced vaccination? Nobody here has done a thing. We have stopped nothing, not one inch of the way. So here's my conclusion. As far as the vaccination,
hold that conclusion. We're going to bring you back here.
Yeah, hang on the line here, Dan.
Stand by.
855, 453. I agree with Dan, although instead of calling it the napkin, I call it the face diaper, because I think that's a little more accurate, because I know how filthy you humans are. We've got more Free Talk Live coming up.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.